Thanks for calling customer support. My name is I. May I have your zip code?
Yes, it's 28443.
28443?
Yes.
And your name?
Robert Corradetti.
Thank you. And for security, confirm the address.
106 East Sanderling Circle, Hampstead.
Thank you. Thank you. Is this a good number in case we get disconnected?
Yes, it's my number, 302-545-3264.
Thank you. I have your account located for the digital CC package, or CCW package. How can I help you?
Do I need to do anything further?
Yes.
Oh, I do.
Yes, this is just your training class, basically saying you are competent to carry, because you have to have a certificate of safety in order to apply for the concealed carry. So, yes, you paid for your certificate class and training. You've received your training. So now you just need to fill out the packet, send it off, and you'll be good to go. Check your email, robertoc@udel.edu. There will be a certificate and an application package.
Okay.
Follow everything in that and then send it off, and you'll be good to go. And then they'll, of course, send it back to you when you're done.
I was looking through it. Now, is there something I have to look at online or what?
You need to. So we're just a certificate of safety. So we are not giving you permission to carry concealed at all. We are giving you your training classes that you have to have in order to apply for your concealed carry.
So
you'll need to fill out that packet in full and follow the instructions and then send it to the address in there. And you'll just follow along. It's all spelled out and written out. Like it's a super simple packet. You just fill it out and follow along.
Now, how much more money is that?
Let's see.
It looks like it's $100 more.
I believe that is it. That would be the final fee.
Mm-hmm.
And then that one, as long as everything is kosher, as long as you send in your stamped envelope with your address and everything, they'll ship it all back to you once they're done with your card and license.
So basically, I'm going to be taking an online course.
You already did. That's what the certificate and that's what you just paid for.
Okay. And then I have to fill out the packets and send in $100.
And that's your actual application for concealed carry.
Okay. Is it with North Carolina or where is it?
New Hampshire. But they're valid in over half the country.
Are they valid in North Carolina?
You would have to ask that. Let me go look. Let's see. Give me a second. I know the website, but I don't know the website.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you love technology? It works just as fast as it wants to sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You said North Carolina?
Yes.
Yes, they do.
Okay, so basically this is in lieu of taking my North Carolina test?
Essentially, yes, sir, but you'll be filing everything through New Hampshire.
Okay, and then the Hampshire permit allows me to carry in North Carolina, which is mostly, but does it also allow me to carry it like to Virginia and Maryland?
Rather than sitting here and going back and forth over which states can and can't, how about I just give you the website so you'll always have access to who is and who isn't allowed?
That'll be a big help.
Yep, write it, grab a pen and paper, let me know when you're ready.
What's that?
Grab a pen and paper and let me know when you're ready.
I thought you were just going to send it to me.
Oh, no, I can't email nobody.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, go ahead.
That is rush, like you're rushing to do something. CCW, conceal carry weapons, .com/ state.
Okay. And that's all I need?
Yes, that's the full website, and it'll literally say last updated. It gives you that date and everything, and then it gives you your following list, and then the full state. So you'll just click state to know yes or no. It'll say it does or it doesn't.
Tell me again what I need to do. What I need to do is once I can see that it's Maryland, Virginia, and North Carolina, which is really all I need to carry it in. And basically, if I find that out, then I finish the application online and then send $100.
Well, Virginia, yes, it does recognize it. The reason I gave you the website, though, was so that way you would know.
Oh, right, all of them. Okay.
Yeah, it just gives you the full 50.
What about Maryland? Since that's really
I don't see it on my list, so I don't think so.
Okay. But Virginia, yes, and
North Carolina, yes.
Okay, well, North Carolina is the one I need the most. All right.
Anything else?
That's it. Now, basically, that's what I go do. I just follow the instructions from the download, and then once I've done that, I just agree to pay $100.
Well, you'll send that cashier's check to the actual New Hampshire State Police, and that's your permit processing fee.
Okay, I see. Oh, this actually is a formal thing.
Yes,
like I would be doing.
You get a background check and everything.
Wow, that's great. Oh, wow, that's great. That's. I'm glad you guys can do that. Especially for North Carolina. Wonderful. All right, well, thank you very much for your help.
All right, and no problem. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Huh?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.